The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
Now it is that time of the week. Sinead Ryan joins me, presenter of the Home Show, for the Consumer Corner here on The Hard Shoulder. Sinead, as you mentioned earlier, we're talking about e-scooters. So I can't e-scoot now, can I?
Well, I hope you're not e-scooting now because you'd be breaking the law. It doesn't seem to have stopped the thousands of people that you regularly see piling up and down the bus lanes, the other side of traffic, helmetless in some cases, flying along at all kinds of speeds. The fact is, as of now, e-scooters are illegal on public roads.
Is this because they're motorised vehicles, they're classed as, is it?
This was the problem, because either they're like pedal scooters or bikes, or they're mopeds and motorbikes. And there was a big job of work to be done over defining them and what they are and what they're going to be called and all that kind of thing. So there was always a plan to at least regulate them. And try and work out what they were going to be and where that was going to be done. And that is going through the Oireachtas at the moment. Hopefully they will have some form of regulation, because as it is, they're completely unregulated. I mean, kids can put an 8-year-old on a scooter and send her off down the road if you feel
like. Great. I know, if you don't have the milk or bread or something on a Saturday or Sunday morning, I think it's brilliant. Pop them up on the e-scooter and send them down to the shops. I find it's a great help. And once they're 4 or 5, they're well able to handle it. So this legislation, I mean, it has been long promised. I remember Noel Rock used to talk an awful lot about it when he was a sitting TD. How close are we to having all of this sorted out?
This is Eamon Ryan's territory now, so you can imagine he's all for this kind of thing, you know, because they're very good for the planet and they're electric and all that kind of thing. The problem was, we had to find something of an Irish solution to an Irish problem, because are they mopeds? I mean, the way revenue look at it and the way the law normally looks at it is, if you're driving or riding something that doesn't require human intervention, like a pedal bike, then you need tax, license and insurance.
I'm thinking of bicycles that
the
have a bit of an
bikes.
You have to pedal them.
They are considered bikes, so there is no tax, there is no license, and there is no insurance required. Okay, but of course these yokes don't require any. You just hop on them, and if you don't fall off, you keep going. You're not required to put your foot down and provide any. But you see, if you did then call them that, mopeds, then you need license, tax and insurance. And that creates a whole different ballgame for everybody. And notwithstanding the fact that there is not a single insurance company that will cover these in Ireland at the moment, or even after the laws changed. So what's happened is that an entirely new class of vehicle has been proposed. You are now going to be riding a powered personal transporter, Kieran.
Wow. A PPT.
Which doesn't roll off the tongue in the same way that an e-scooter does. And it has been promised that there is no tax, there is no license, there is no insurance, but yet you are driving something that can propel along at up to 40 kilometres per hour.
Okay, so let me ask you then about insurance. People won't be bothered that they don't have to pay tax and they don't need a license. They might be bothered if they crash into someone and that car, say I plough into the side of a nice big Mercedes that's turning left and I'm going straight. I plough straight into the side of this Merc and it's my fault. You know, hypothetically, it's my fault. I've wrecked the side door, the passenger door of this Merc. I have no insurance to cover.
No, and you don't, and you won't have insurance, because I spoke to Jonathan Hare, you know, covering a Click, and they would be doing a lot of insurance of all kinds of vehicles and house insurance and all that. And he said to me that he can't find a single insurer who's willing to cover these, right? And this is why you don't have the foreign companies coming in now, or even Irish companies establishing. The rental model will come along, but they can't get insurance for it. So as a result, it could still be your fault. You will be sued, but you won't be able to bat it off to an insurance company and say, will you ever look after that claim for me and I'll see
you in court.
All
right, so I'm going to have to replace that expensive passenger door in that Mercedes.
Exactly,
and
you can be sued. And if you can't afford the bill, if the charge is made against you and you lose, then you have to find it out of your own resources. Now, in terms of house insurance, because this is an interesting distinction, if your pedal bike is involved in an accident outside the home, many house insurance policies cover a personal liability on that.
Oh, really?
They also cover certain motorised vehicles. So that what they're actually talking about is an electric, like a lawnmower or an electric wheelchair, which causes damage to another person. That will be covered under your house policy.
Right.
But these scooters are not.
How have they managed this in other European countries? You'd swear like these have been invented here and they haven't reached any other shores yet.
You would think that. And the truth is that, of course, there may well be other insurance companies in Europe willing to cover them where they are regulated and licensed.
I see.
You see, but in Ireland they're not. And as a result, you know, we don't even know if you'll have to wear a helmet on these things. We don't know what the limiting capacity will be.
So maybe post-regulation we might see insurers come into the market. We don't know.
We'll see. Because, right. I mean, one of the proposals is that, for instance, the companies supplying these, who in the most part are very, very safe and they're good operators, and they put on self-limiters of 25 kph. Now, that's still a fair lick if it goes into you, do you know?
There's no crack in that.
But it wouldn't take a terribly creative teenager, it seems to me, to undo that. But anyway, they are being sold mostly with the 25 kph. But that doesn't mean you can't do a whole heap of damage.
No, you certainly could. Listen, if people did want to buy one, and of course just keep it there on the mantelpiece and not use it, what are the options? How much to get into this? What's a basic e-scooter?
You can go around the garden.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You've got a great piece of land down there now. You're building
up and down the driveway. Up and down the driveway.
They don't come cheap. Now, let's start with that, okay? So I found prices starting from, for kind of, not, I won't call them basic models, they still do what they should be doing, they do all it says in the tin, for about €399. Now there are some kids scooters that you can get, and they're all like the Frozen and the Superman and all that kind of stuff, right? And they're a little bit cheaper and they're scaled to size, right? So they probably, I hope, don't go at 25 kph. urbanmovement.ie
nobody should be buying an e-scooter for a kid.
Oh, they're like on sale.
Kids are indolent enough these days without standing, just holding a little motorised handle.
I was out for my walk yesterday. I won't tell you where. In a park in Dublin. And there were kids. I had 6 years of age, 7 years of age, flying past me. I sound like a grumpy old one now at the moment. But they are.
And there's me last week on the radio giving out about PE in schools. I mean, get them pushing the bloody scooter. Maybe they wouldn't be so weighty.
And actually, buying a push bike will be a lot cheaper as well. All right. Urbanmovement.ie has two models. A go-getter for €399. One called Move Free for €499. Now, with scooter stuff, that's your base price. The sky's the limit. Halfords have a brand called Wired X, starting from €170 up to €225. So there's a few bells and whistles there. They look a bit nicer. They've got nicer handles, all that kind of thing. They've Xiaomi Mi for €559. And then the Segway 9-bot from €700 up to about €815. Wow, okay. So you're into the top end stuff there. Yeah. But they do look a bit posh. DID Electrical also selling Segway Zing for €299.99. And then one called the Calcer Bass for €529. And then I found one, a beautiful one. When I came across it, I thought, oh, well, if I was ever to have one of this would be the one I want. It's a folding scooter. So you can take it on the Lewis. You can put
see,
it
that's
the
what I think. I've never had a go on one of these. I'd love to have a go. But I think that's where they'd be brilliant. If there was a train that suited me getting to Dublin, I would love to buy. I'd buy an e-scooter and I'd get to Houston Station.
And you'd look so cool. Wouldn't I? Turned back
so
your
trendy,
head
and everyone would be like, here's Kieran.
He's
so cool.
€1,350, Kieran. So you'd be well able to afford that. That's from greenair.ie.
And what about rental scooters? Because you see this, I mentioned other European countries. Yeah. You do have these e-scooters that you can rent and they look great, but sometimes, you know, I've seen articles where locals have been given out about them piled up in the corner of the road.
Now listen, there are companies ready, willing to come into Ireland because they're operating all over Europe and in cities where these things are regulated, but they are loath to come into Ireland because obviously they're not legal yet and the insurance issue. So there are a number lined up ready to go. One, I suppose the one that's most popular around Europe is called Zeus. Now they have a three-wheeled e-scooter, right? Two wheels in the front and one at the back. So that might suit somebody like me who's a little bit nervous about driving on those things. I'm only kidding. I'll never get on one ever. I don't know how many wheels.
Like the Robin Reliant.
So they're kind of a little bit easier to use. So maybe they'll get more customers. There's a German provider called Tier, and they want to come into Ireland as well. And they were told in their country to put on sound emitters because these things are on silent batteries. You can't hear them coming up behind you.
Oh, I see.
So they took the view that, look, we'll add in the sound, a bit like adding in the gas smell, you know, so that people will be warned that it's there.
I see.
You know, they'll work a bit like either the Bleeper bikes or the Dublin bikes. You know, they'll be either on docked station and you get your app and you pay your money and you take it off. Or, which is where the problem arose in Berlin and Amsterdam and other places where they're kind of abandoned. They're kind of, you can park them anywhere. And
yeah, they just have a QR code or something on it, but you can leave it anywhere. And
but you could imagine now that could cause huge problems, you know, and people trying to nick them maybe, I don't know. So all in all, taxi company, you know, Freenow.
Yeah.
So they have shown an interest in getting involved as well. Once the laws pass. So that's wending its way through. Eamon Ryan's behind it. So I imagine, you know, it will happen. And if you are thinking of buying one, you know, just check out the law. Buy from a reputable provider. Wear a helmet of some kind and maybe instill an over 16 or 18 limit in your own house.
Yeah.
What do you think? And that's going to work, is it?
Get rid of that 25k limit as well on it. Get up to 40 for a bit of crack. Love to have
so
a go. Sinead, thanks a million for that. As always, Sinead Ryan, presenter of The Home Show here on News Talk.